Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Foam Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami's Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub, home of fresh squeezed drinks, great food, and live music. This Friday evening at 6 p.m., Truphonic hits the stage. Now that's downtown, baby. Main Street Pub. Thanks for sponsoring report for the epic Fiona swell. Easterly straight in swell. Gotta find a corner. I know a secret spot up there near Satellite Beach. I'm not gonna tell you though, but there's corners up there. And looks like the swell's chest high to bigger sets if you wait. Could be some overhead sets, especially past in the Atlantic north a little bit, maybe even further north. And then it looks like also the winds are coming on shore on North Florida, in North Florida, that is. They've got big swell up there, except for it looks like the winds are onshore, but it might go offshore for a little while again and then go back onshore. It kind of looks like the front's kind of stalling a little bit. Just have to play it by ear up there. But you guys in North Florida, if you come down south, it's supposed to be offshore all day. So you'll have to play it by ear, like Swami says. Now, it looks like the waves are going to continue on Saturday, but the bad news is the wind's supposed to be northeast to east, 10 to 15 plus. Today's supposed to be like 15 to 20, and it's supposed to be able to hang out with lighter offshore winds, central Florida all the way down south. I don't know how much surf the South Florida or Treasure Coast is going to get, because the easterly swell, the Bahamas block out a lot of it. So you might be able to get some at Fort Pierce. But further north you go, the bigger the swells are going to be. Like I said, easterly swell and offshore winds, and then onshore later on. Who knows when, because these high pressures move pretty quick. And you never know when that wind's just going to shift and come onshore and get it blown out. So you better get on it today on Friday, because Saturday and Sunday look pretty windy onshore with the northeast to east winds on Sunday. And the swell drops off on Sunday too. If you guys look at wave models, you'll be able to see that the storm turned towards the east. And if you look at where all the energy of the major swell is, it's turned towards the east now. We're getting like half of the swell. And looks like it's going to be a fun day today, so you better get on it. Then the winds come up. All right, we'll be back for Mahalo Monday to let you know what's going on. And Swami says there might be light winds and leftovers for Monday. So don't count out after Sunday that it's all over. There could be still some swell and lighter winds by Monday. All right, remember to keep the surf cams free. Let our sponsors know you heard it or saw it on the Guru. And we will be back for Mahalo Monday. Take it easy. Surf Guru.